Oh my, my. Today is Sunday, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. My goodness, did sensual resonate with many of my happy harem, as well as a few newcomers. I am a spoiled mistress indeed. So many pictures. Pictures of handsome ones on knees with hands cupped. Pictures of just hands, which is totally fine. They don't all need to be nudes after all, do they? As well as a few audio clips too. People who couldn't resist sharing their note that sensual takes. Now, I am gonna say, and you know who you are. That one note, that is not a note that you could make the humming of around your nan, that's for sure. Okay, my lovelies, do you remember our words for the week? Tantric devotion, moderation, evanescent, pride, sensual. And because today is Sunday, today is together, isn't it? Ah, together. I love how we're breaking the mold, the rut. Breaking out of typical expectations and trying new things. In creating this foundation, I love our mind games, the way our threads come together and weave a tapestry that's unexpected, yet good, useful, mutual benefit. Breaking out of those ruts, not just the death grip one, and are you tired of hearing about that yet? I have a confession. Here's one of the reasons I hate it. The more sensitive of you, you may want to stop listening now or just skip ahead, maybe 2 minutes? Part of this is because there is a certain thrill to playing a game of sorts called a ruined orgasm. Now, it sounds horrible and sadistic, but stick with me here now. The only way it works is if you know that other person. You know the sounds they make. You know the way their body starts to move. You know how they might, well, almost everyone, tenses up. You know, you absolutely know as they're getting closer, and you know exactly when to stop the sensation. And it doesn't work nearly as nicely in those who have been masturbating way too much in exactly the same way over and over and over again. It is one of the pitfalls if you've ever had a long-distance relationship. Or even a relationship that requires a couple weeks apart here and there. Anyway, for those jumping back in now. So it's not just about this physical. We're using our humming meditation this month to uncover ways of breaking from routine actions and reactions. refresh your experiences. Your brain, yes, your brain, is wired to respond with excitement to change, and shame on you. Those of you who instantly thought, oh no, change fills me with anxiety or whatever else. It isn't nice to contradict your mistress. Your brain actually does like change. Familiarity and boredom, they co-mingle. Now, I am a bit of a fan of boredom. I think in that lull, that stagnant lull, great things can come from it. There's nothing wrong with a bit of boredom here and there. But you don't want to stay with just the familiar and let time pass. Your brain, your emotional self, your whole self deserves more. And again, I'm not saying go take up mountain climbing or some insane new hobby or career or anything of that nature. I'm saying be aware of your life. And not aware in the way that means you must fill every moment with productivity, because often that means being a hamster running on a wheel. You feel busy. You look busy. But is it worth it? You can fill your day with pleasurable things without guilt. So we're going to end our week with a simple game of experiencing. And I know you're always up for a game. Let's get ready. Hear the word. Feel your response. Menthol. Cool. Minty. Crisp. Invigorating. Wintergreen, peppermint, malty, fizzy, hoppy, yeasty, sudsy, foamy. And here's a challenge. Put on your mermaid tail for this one. Seaweed, fishy, briny, kelp, salty. And how does this relate to us? Well, femdom hypnosis, erotic trance experience, well, it is about the experience. Using your senses even when the physical object isn't there. The more time we have together, the more conditioned you become to the sound of my voice, my phrasing, the word games, the triggers. The play with senses becomes easier with practice, but not only easier. The practice heightens your experience. Through these devotion sessions and exercises, you expand your talent. Your talent to see, hear, touch, taste, and smell while in hypnotic trance. It is an indispensable tool for anyone desiring the full experience of going deep. Together, creating in our shared reality. You are my muse. You are mine. You are mine.